The sun wanes from its place within the sky, and the moon slowly rises to gently kiss the earth with its light. Some may say that the moon is a cold light, and that the sun is the benevolent one. Indeed, the sun brings life to the green of the soil, both within the water and without. But the moon, too, has great strength, granted with such gentle benevolence. When I tire of doing such, it guides my waters on their schedule, making place for life oft forgotten. Even my smallest subjects, dancing in the pools of my tides, revel in the walks of life granted by the gentle moon. Land dwellers, humans, can use it to guide them to new lands, bringing trades and prosperity. Yet so few of them recognize the gentle and powerful moon. The queen of the ocean, they call me. They speak the truth in this, though not when they claim me to be the goddess herself. My mother left me to the stewardship of the ocean, vast and beautiful, under the gentle gaze of the moon. Wondrous as the sea is, even with this grand temple soaked in its embrace, it can feel like a true kingdom. Far aside from the youthful girls of the water, yet to meet their destined love as determined by mother, most all of my subjects have found their destined one. I have many things, riches and power, devoted subjects and a most meaningful calling, yet I lack the treasure I wish for most. There shines a gentle light, a sweet, pale shine upon the surface of the water. The moon has come to guide us once more. Indeed, this is the day upon which the humans offer young men to the ladies of the sea. I can see them all, having adorned their hair with shells and their hips with colorful corals, streaming plants of every color. They are so desperate to look as beautiful as they can for their soon-to-be husbands. Droves of sea bishops, ecstatic to see bountiful affection and pronounce the unions, while hiding their hopeful anticipation for their own prospects. I must follow them all. I shall take my great and mighty form, that I might take their ship into my embrace, to bring those men into the sea. With this, I not only grant them all love, but provide them their homes. Without the men, the ship would be lost. In its destruction, at least two homes are made for them. It cannot be. This feeling, this knowing instinct. Has mother granted me my one wish? Have the tides of fate brought me my one ideal man? That man. It is he. I can see his mana. He is marked to me, as surely as the light of the moon upon his pale form. I shall revert my form and take him into my arms. You belong to the Queen of the Sea. My kiss has brought you air where you would not have it, and life where it would have found an end. The depths of the sea shall feel as light as air, and no single beast shall so much as glance at you. I shall carry you to the basin, wherein lies my home, an ancient temple as old as the sea itself. No sea bishops shall follow, though. I am the daughter of the goddess of the sea and of love. My word has greater say than any of my sea bishops or any of your human priests. You were marked my husband the moment I kissed you, and I tell you now that you are and always will be my husband. For giving you to me, your nation shall have at least a millennium of fair and gentle seas. You've already snuggled against me in my arms. You submit to me as though you were my servant. You are truly adorable, little treasure. My little treasure. You've no notion of the relief I feel to say that at last. Thousands upon thousands of years waiting for you, and now I may hold you at last. Tell me, are you frightened, little treasure? You needn't be, ever again. I could crush you as easily, even now, as you would be an ant. But I never shall. Instead, I shall hold you like a babe, cradling my precious treasure within my grasp. My little king of the sea, you had a name among men, but you are my treasure, and treasure I shall rename you. We've arrived. Do you see the majesty of it all? Pillars of white in this darkness. A temple of pale, carved stone, reaching to the sky at the bottom of the world. The home of a queen. The home of a child of a god. Just as my mother is a goddess of the ocean, so too is she the goddess of love. Though it may not seem it at first, this is as much a temple to love as it is to the ocean, which gently holds us in its embrace. It is here that you and I shall sing psalms with our bodies, a testament to the sea and to love. It is dark here, but this body shows you a gentle pale light. In this darkness, I shine for you. Yes, I am like your own moon. In this light, your eyes stand out so strong. Your eyes are my little moon's treasure. It is said, even here, that eyes are windows to the soul. Eyes are the only windows we daughters of the ocean have ever seen that are not broken. But it is quite literal for us. I can see your soul, treasure. It is the most magnificent thing which I have ever borne witness to. And I have seen a great many things in the many thousands of years I have lived. Here, we've entered the great hall. Mother told me long ago that it was here that I was born. It is here that I shall take you as well, little treasure. Consummate our union. Unlike a human queen, though, none shall gaze upon us as proof. They shall all know. The sea bishops will feel it. The body of their queen, the daughter of their patron goddess, may be seen only by you. Similarly, your body, my treasure, is mine alone to gaze upon. Do you see, treasure? I've released a cloud of ink around us. The basin is dark, but this is darker than night itself. Here, there is only me. My gentle, pale glow illuminating the two of us in our shell of concealing black. An ebony, dark, an abyss within the abyss, holding the shining king and queen of the sea. You feel that, my sunken little treasure? My tentacles. How they release you from those rags. I'll grip you in my tentacles, treasure. My suckers, gripping at your skin with delicate but firm conviction. Though I may shift your body within my grip, never again shall you leave my grasp, treasure. Always shall you be held to me for the rest of our eternity. Those little moans. My treasure likes the gentle kisses of my suckers, doesn't he? That's a good little treasure. What's this? My little treasure is getting excited. Is your cock stiffening from being held and caressed in my tentacles? Tell me, little treasure, do you think that's from my mana? Or because of how I'm touching you? Because I believe that it's both, little treasure. Look at my little treasure's cock. So pretty. Oh, you like when I say that? Here, put my nipple in your mouth, little treasure. Suckle from me. Yes, these nice big tits. All for my little treasure. Just like that. Suckle your queen. Your darling. Little treasure has such a pretty cock. His darling loves that sweet cock. What a good feeling it is, having that cock in my soft hand. These tentacles, holding and sucking gently all over your skin. Treasure. Oh, goddess. Little treasure has such a pretty cock. Yes, such a pretty cock. You're starting to breathe pretty heavily, little treasure. Is this stimulation getting you close? Come on, nod or shake your head for me. Our purity together. I'll just... Oh. You really don't want to let go of my tits, do you? By the goddess, you're adorable. I'll tell you what, treasure. I'll let you squeeze them all you want while we copulate, if you take your mouth off. Yeah? Here. Put your arms out. Like this, treasure. Yes, just like that. Because otherwise you won't be able to grope me while I do this. Yes. I've restrained your arms and my tentacles again. I just can't let go of them. You like that feeling anyway, don't you? I was hoping. You weren't exactly hiding it, treasure. I'll bring my tits back to your hands so that you can feel them once you're inside me. I'm going to position your cock to my pussy like this. Now I can just pull you in. Oh, little treasure. By the goddess, you fit so perfectly inside me. Don't worry about moving. I'll do all the work. You just sit there and enjoy yourself. Oh, goddess, you started gripping my tits right away. You really like them, huh? That's good. Anything my little treasure likes. Whatever you want. Oh, my nipples. You're pinching them. You dirty little treasure. How does it feel, little treasure? I feel very tight right now. You're just the perfect size for me. Oh, those moans. Am I fucking you that well? Do you like this? Come on, say it again. It was mighty incoherent, yeah? Yeah. You love it? Oh, what a good little treasure. I want to muffle those little moans. Kiss me, treasure. Kiss me. Of the ocean you are. How many of them do you think can hear us, huh? How many daughters of the ocean do you think can hear our wet sex, our moaning in ecstasy? How many of them can hear you fondling my tits as my tentacles hold and suck at you everywhere? Oh, goddess, you have no idea how much I've waited for this. Longed for you. Every day I thought, surely mother wouldn't leave me without a perfect husband. She wouldn't do that. And I was right. Oh, goddess. Oh, your cock is so good, little treasure. I'd like you to know that I was fated for you the day I was born. Just as you are perfect for me. So too, I am perfect for you. Oh, goddess, was it worth the wait? I love you, little treasure. I love you like the moon loves the ocean. Its loving caress of light. Moving it where it needs to be. I love you like moonlight loves to dance across the surface to make ripples of silver kiss the fins of mermaids. I love you with strength that the moon and the tide will never understand. Come inside me, little treasure. Yes, yes, I want you to come in me. I have no clue of if I can become pregnant, but I want you to come in me anyways. Please, child or not, it's wonderful either way. But I think I will. My mother is the goddess of love, so surely I'm fertile. So very fertile for my darling treasure. Please, oh, come in me. Come with me. Please, do it. Do it. I'm going to come. Going to come. By the goddess, I'm going to come. Oh, oh, oh. The ink is disappearing, but it matters not. There are no other children of the sea down here now. Only you and I. Yes, treasure, you are indeed still hard. You can thank my mana for that. You and I are far from finished consummating our love. And then a quick 5-minute break before round two. Why don't we start off this time with your cock nestled in my mouth? I'll bet your semen is delicious. After that, I'll want you right back inside my pussy.